Welcome back to Everything Fraser Coast. I'm Jussie Lindeberg, your host. I love it when I get a guest who likes to boogie. Thanks, Mandy. It's so nice, especially, and actually I really like it when I have a guest who's wearing black because I can tell where you're sitting. Hey, today on my quest of finding positive stories from around the Fraser Coast region, I stumbled across Mandy, what's your last name, Mandy?
Robinson.
Thank you. I wrote it down somewhere, but I can't find my bit of paper now. Mandy Robinson, who's doing a fundraiser to raise some funds for the bushfire victims, I think. Well, we're going to hear about that. But Mandy's a local Harvey Bay lady. First of all, Mandy, what's your thing? What do you do?
Well, normally what I do is massage. But I've just finished doing a Certificate 3 in beauty. So we're doing waxing and tinting and all that sort of stuff as well. And with all these fires going on, I thought, well, I have these skills to utilise. Why not raise some money for the Royal Fire Brigade? Because they really need it with the amount of work they're doing right now.
That's awesome. So can we go back a step? So talk about you first. So your business is Essential
Body Massage.
Body Massage. And you've got a home studio.
I do, in Nurangin.
Yep. And so what sort of massage do you actually do? Because there's lots of different types of massage.
There is a lot of different types of massage. I do normal, like remedial type massage, yep. Deep tissue. I also do myofascial cupping. A lot of people kind of freak out when they go, oh, cups. But I can promise you there is no bruising with the cuppings. It's quite effective.
Yeah. Never heard of that before.
Yeah, it really, really good. Like, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, definitely if you've got any serious issues and stuff, that's quite good.
Yeah. Yeah,
very good results with that. And manual lymphatic drainage as well.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That must be really exhausting on your body. Do you give yourself a massage at the end of the day?
Oh, gee, I'd love to.
Can you bend yourself right around?
I can get to my shoulder a little bit and, yeah, no, just a couple of tennis balls up against the wall.
Oh, we're not going to talk about your balls today. Had to slip that one in there. So you've sat back and seen, and actually I've had a few people message me saying, Jus, is there anything happening with, you know, the fires and, you know, is anyone raising money and that sort of thing. So I really get excited that your post came across my desk. So tell me now, what are you doing exactly with your fundraising and how can we get involved?
Okay, so my plan was full leg waxes, $30, and from basically armpits up, $30. So if you want your armpits, your lip, your chin waxed, your eyebrows waxed, your you know, tinted lashes, whatever. So that's $30. These are all things that a lot of women go and get done anyway, but 100% of it will go to the Rural Fire Brigade. So I'm footing the bill for all the wax and the strips and everything else that need.
Time. Yep.
Yeah, time, just clean up. I'm quite happy to do that. I just feel that these guys need some more funds for more resources.
Awesome. So when is it actually happening?
So this is happening on the 30th and the 1st of December. So 30th of November and 1st of December. So I've set aside a whole weekend. There's no massage on that weekend at all. So it is purely directed for the Rural Fire Brigade.
Okay. So you got me thinking when you came, when I spoke to you, I think last night, or yesterday afternoon, and you mentioned what you're doing, you got me thinking, oh, noisy truck going past, excuse that. Since losing vision this year, I haven't been able to wax myself, and I normally would wax myself. So you noticed and commented on my personal wax pot. Now, I'll just point out that this wax pot doesn't get used by, okay, now my daughter uses it, but doesn't get any used by anybody outside the family. Now, okay. What can you be kind and just explain your reaction? Be kind, though. Don't just say what you said before, Mandy.
So don't say that, do you have a clean stick and do you seriously use that? I'm a bit scared, actually, to use it.
It doesn't get reused. Like, the wax doesn't get reused. It just gets a bit messy.
It does get messy, doesn't it? So, yeah. Do you have a clean stick?
I couldn't find one, no. Not on this 10-minute podcast.
Oh, dear.
Because what I was going to ask you is, would you like to just reach over and have a look at my toes? Because, and don't. I could tell you were looking horrified then. I haven't been able to do my toes and I'm hanging out to go and get a pedicure done. Do you do pedicures?
No, I don't. Okay. It is something that we did do within our course, but no, I won't be adding that into my studio.
But this might shock the listeners, but women do get bits of hair growing on their toes. Like, or am I just different?
No, not at all. They do get hair on their toes. Yes, it's when it gets under the sole of your feet that we have a problem.
What? So Does that really happen?
No.
So I was just going to I've managed to put my foot across the mixer and see if you could have a go at just waxing that for me.
Little tiny things?
Yes. No. Are you talking about my hairs?
There's hardly anything that, let me see. There's 2.
I'll give you $1 a hair.
How about you give me your arm and I'll wax that?
Oh, gosh, no.
Well, hang on. Now, this wax, if I test this temperature, I can see that that's already going to be way, way too hot. So unless we want 3rd-degree burns.
It won't be very good advertising if you burn me.
No. So let's not. And I'll just.
I probably turned it up way to the max because I didn't want it to be too long to heat up.
Okay, so we're going to just wave that. I really don't want to use this.
Are you going to do Brazilians?
I will be, yes.
And bikinis?
Yes.
Okay, can I ask you a question about a Brazilian? Because yes. I've never ever had a Brazilian. Do you like see all the private bits when you do that?
You do, but
you don't look.
It's all just skin. It's the same. Like, it makes no difference to me. I've
seen a
been
lot.
In work where I've seen more nudity in one day than I needed to, like doing aged care. It honestly, it makes no difference to me whatsoever.
Yep.
Body's a body. Okay. And,
but the skin down there is very soft.
It is, yeah. So you must be very, very careful.
Yep.
Yeah, it's a little bit different, but it's at the end of the day, it's all the same.
Okay. Well, maybe I'll think about that. Maybe. I've heard once you go Brazilian, you don't go back.
Absolutely.
So you've got the wax on my toe.
I do.
And my hideous big toenail that I'm waiting to go get a pedicure to get it cut. Did you take it off?
I did.
Oh, I didn't even. Gosh, you're amazing.
Yeah.
I didn't even feel that.
No, that's fine. Well, yeah.
Okay, so now I can testify that.
Have a little bin?
No, just put it on the table. I'll get rid of it. Don't put it back in the wax pot.
Are you sure?
I can testify from experience now that you don't hurt.
Sure.
Hey, what's your goal? How much are you hoping to raise?
I would love to raise 1,000. If I can get above and beyond that, that would be fabulous too.
Okay.
I want to raise as much as I possibly can. I've got 12 hours a day to do it. So I've set the time. I figure the fireys, they're out there 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. They're battling all these fires. The least I can do is a 12-hour day and another 12-hour day to add up to 24 hours, get as many people in as we possibly can, raise as much funds as we can over that time. And, yeah, so if I can hit that 1,000 mark or well above, that would be excellent.
Okay, well, let's put the shout out to try and fill your spots for waxing. Does that come across weird when I say it like that? Bookings? Fill the bookings?
Yeah, fill the bookings. So we've basically got half-hour slots. It shouldn't take any longer than a half hour to do you. So half-hour slots, we can fit 2 people in at a time. And, yeah, so any time from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m.
Oh, fantastic. You're going for 12 hours.
I'm going for 12 hours each day.
That's like a marathon.
Yeah, that's a little bit.
That's a lot of waxing.
I think I'm going to have a big nap on Monday.
You're going to have to give those fingers a rest on Monday.
Yeah, coffee, bringing coffee with you is welcomed.
That's awesome. Thank you so much for sharing what you're doing, Mandy.
Thank you for having me.
And it's Essentials.
Essential Body Massage. Yes. And so you can find me on Facebook.
Yep.
The post is on Facebook. So just send a message. The phone number's there. Send a message and we can find a time to slot you in. So just let me know, morning or afternoon.
And you'll make it happen.
And we'll make it happen.
And 100% goes to the
100% goes to the Rural Fire Brigade.
Fantastic. Thank you so much. Good luck.
Thank you.
Was there anything else you wanted to add?
No.
Nope, that's it.
That's it.
Feedback on my toe.
Oh, your toe, fabulous. Oh, look at that.
But I'm uneven now. You're going to have to do the other one.
Get it up here.
Okay, see you later. Bye-bye. Thank you. I love it when people sing.